Fort Wilkins was abandoned in 1846. The U.S. Army left behind a single caretaker, Sergeant William B. Wright. For 9 years, Sergeant Wright managed the use of the fort, serving as headquarters for government survey parties, with some buildings used as private residences and storage facilities. In 1855, Fort Wilkins passed into civilian care, being leased from the War Department by Dr. John S. Livermore, who refurbished the buildings and grounds and operated a public resort and health spa. Livermore's resort came to an abrupt end with the doctor's death in 1861. During the Civil War years, the fort remained abandoned. After that dark chapter of our nation's history, there was a surplus of federal troops and a shortage of military facilities to house them. Fort Wilkins was rediscovered by the War Department and re-garrisoned by Company E, 43rd Infantry, in September of 1867. 66 soldiers lived at the fort, and during the months that followed, the hard winters, boredom, and low morale resulted in high desertion rates, with Company E eventually being relieved of duties in the spring of 69 by Company K. Little more than a year later, Company K was transferred to Fort Wayne at Detroit, and the Copper Harbor Outpost was officially discontinued for any military purpose. This means in the 164-year history of Fort Wilkins, it has been occupied for less than 5 years by soldiers on active duty. Soon after the departure of the troops, the fort became a popular destination for local summer outings. Members of the Lake Superior Bicycle Club made regular visits to the fort during 1880s and 1890s. 4th of July celebrations were held there annually, with band music, dancing, and turkey shoots. With the arrival of the automobile, weekend travel to the fort increased. But also during these years, from 1870 to 1921, while the federal government still officially owned the fort, the buildings became run down, much in need of repair. Local civic groups sought to buy the fort to restore and preserve it. Finally, in 1921, it was sold to Houghton and Keweenaw counties for $2,000. In turn, the counties deeded the complex to the state, and in 1923, Fort Wilkins opened its doors as one of the earliest state parks in Michigan.